When I was younger, the long string of Christmas lights that wrapped around my Christmas tree sort of scared me. Now, don't get me wrong, the lights were beautiful to look at, but I never really had a good relationship with the lights themselves. They were always tangled, and I was the one assigned to untangle them. I would test each string of lights, and I usually ended up getting a little electric shock while trying to find that one bulb that was burnt out. And when the lights were finally wrapped around the tree, the bulbs would get so hot, they would burn when I accidentally touched them. Old-fashioned Christmas lights were kind of spooky to me. But nowadays, LED Christmas lights are a brand new thing. They come in all sorts of colors, they are incredibly bright, and even though they still get tangled, they are at least cool to the touch. I really like LED Christmas lights, and I know I'm not alone. In fact, it seems like a lot of suburban homeowners are switching their outdoor Christmas lights to LEDs. And this is a good thing, because LEDs, in theory, last a long time, and they use less energy. If, for example, an old-fashioned string of 100 mini incandescent lights, if you took that and turned it on and used it for 12 hours a day for 45 days in a row, it would cost about $3.50 to run. But if you took that string of lights and replaced it with LEDs, the cost to use those lights drops to 41 cents. That's 1/8 the cost for the same amount of light. We can make our own outdoor Christmas light displays more environmentally friendly and cheaper all at the same time. But some recent studies involving nighttime satellite imagery shows that the transition to outdoor LED Christmas lights is not only about having a less costly electric bill. People are using that cost savings to invest in more lights. Because if it costs 1/8 of what it did before to run a new string of lights, it just makes sense to get 7 more strings of lights so that you can maximize your Christmas buck. Our outdoor Christmas light displays are getting bigger and brighter. And if you were up in space and looking down on the United States at night, you would see the light output in the suburbs increase by 50% during the month of December. And with LEDs now becoming more prevalent, that number grows every year. These new LED lights help us to shine brighter than we ever could before. This is one of the ways, I think, we testify to a truth that we don't always feel or see. As the nights in our part of the world grow longer and longer, we do the only thing we can do. We flip a switch and throw a little more light into whatever darkness surrounds us. Now, flipping that switch, sending out that light, is a very Advent thing to do. As we hear in our reading from John today, testifying, shining, witnessing to this light is what this season is all about. Now, this week in the lectionary is a little bit odd because we met Mark's version of John the Baptist just last week. But John's version of the Baptist is a bit different. John's Baptist spends a lot of time saying no. No, I'm not Elijah. No, I'm not the prophet. No, I'm not the Messiah. No, I'm not even the light. Instead, what John Baptist does is just testify. He shares and bears witness to the truth. Mark depicts John the Baptist as a bit of a wild man who spends his time out in the desert eating bugs. But John Baptist is a guy who primarily just talks. He shares what he knows and what he has experienced over and over again. He continues to, over and over again, breaks the silence that wants him to stay quiet. John Baptist keeps talking about God, pointing out to others where God is and where God is active in the world. At every possible moment, he is pointing to that light that he knows is out there. And he does this even though he knows not everyone will believe. Once John Baptist tells the truth, he has no control over what other people will say or do once they hear it. He doesn't get to tell others how they should react. So John Baptist just keeps on talking. And he doesn't let his fear about how other people will respond stop him from telling the truth. The truth that is Jesus, this God in the flesh. Now this kind of testifying, this kind of witnessing is really hard. It's hard because keeping silent is sometimes the safest thing we can do. Anytime we share a truth or an experience that we've had, it's easy for others to not believe us. How many times have you had your feelings brushed aside after you shared how you felt? How many times were you blamed for that thing that you experienced? Too often we are told that our feelings or responses to our personal experiences are somehow wrong. We're the ones we're told who misinterpreted what happened to us. We're the ones who are being too judgmental, and our experiences weren't really that bad, and we're just being a little sensitive. We start believing what others say, learning that we can't trust our own experiences and that other people are the only ones allowed to interpret our own story. We discover what it's like to be disbelieved, and in that process, we lose the ability to tell our own story. We lose a bit of who we are. Because this shadow that surrounds us has more to say over our lives than we do. We end up doubting the truth, and we try to cover up whatever light we see. But the truth is something that always needs to be brought out into the open. When we tell the truth, when we give witness to the light as we know it, we are, in the words of Dr. Caroline Lewis, insisting that this light will indeed shine, overcoming the darkness that has hidden so much for so long. This season, this Advent, is more than just a countdown to Christmas. Advent is an opportunity for all of us to flip a switch, to turn on every light and give witness to the truth that we know. Every experience we've had is our experience, and the story we tell is a story that has value. Now, I know that not every story will be told, and there are some stories that we might not be ready to share with those around us, and that's okay. But when we hear someone else's truth, we are called to protect their truth and believe them. We're not here to dismiss them. We are instead here to listen, to learn, to comfort, and if need be, to change. And if we can, we add a little more light to their story by telling a story of our own. We show through our words and actions that they are not alone. Because as we see in today's reading from John, testifying to the light, sharing and giving witness to the truth is our Christian calling. It's what Advent, this time of waiting, this time of anticipation, this time of expecting, is all about. Because Jesus invites us to remember that our God moves about this world, and our God feels everything we feel. Our God is always with us, no matter what. And because God is with us, because God decided to be born, to grow up, and to have actual human experiences, our God, our Jesus, will be with you, even when telling the truth ends up being the hardest thing you've ever done. Amen.